96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. Well, the majority of us, at least over 16, have driven a car at some point in time. Most of us need to drive a car to get to where we're going, kids to school, ourselves to work, whatever we need to do. But what about getting yourself back and forth by riding a motorcycle? Could you, would you ever learn to ride a motorized two-wheeler? Now, as I've said before, they are more popular than ever. And tonight we're talking about that popularity. And if you are interested in hopping on a Harley or some other brand, we've got some folks here to tell us about how best to do that, the best bikes to get, and all other questions regarding motorcycles. The phone lines are open. We want to hear from you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Or you can join us on Twitter at Daily Drum, WHUR. Follow me on Twitter at Bramante. Our guest tonight is Bob Supler, General Manager of Old Glory Harley-Davidson in Laurel, and Ed Walker, an instructor of the Old Glory Harley-Davidson Rider Academy. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Before we get into all conversations about motorcycles, we should also want to tell listeners out there that you still have an opportunity to actually win a Harley. And you can do that by heading out to the Old Glory Harley-Davidson in Laurel tomorrow from 11 to 2 p.m. WHUR's Angela Stribling will be there. And you have a chance to take one of the last 15 of 16 keys for a chance to start your brand new Harley, complete with Harley gear, helmet, leather jackets, and gloves. Plus, you could win a 3-day Riders Academy course, and you will probably be taught by Ed Walker. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Bramante. Thanks for inviting us out.
Again, the phone lines are open. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Bob, I have never, I think I've ridden on the back of a motorcycle.
On the back?
On the back. I don't even know if that counts. Does that make me kind of
weak?
No, that
doesn't count.
That doesn't count. Okay.
Where did you hold at? Up top.
I don't even remember. I probably held on to whatever I could hold on, person or the bike. But how, if you are interested in riding a motorcycle and you have a fear of hopping on a motorcycle, how do you convince someone this is the way to go? A motorcycle is it.
The beginning would be to come out and see all the different opportunities and different sizes of motorcycles that are available. Mm-hmm. And we do have the Riding Academy at our facility in Laurel. And we teach students, as we like to say, students that are coming into a new experience of the power sports industry to ride on two wheels rather than being on four in a vehicle. Mm-hmm. It's a completely different way of moving down the highway. So what we like to do is invite people in, and we walk them through the facility, and we show them all the different models and makes of the motorcycles that we have available. And then we have this one little machine. It's called a Street 500. And that's the actual vehicle that we have in our Riding Academy class. And those are the ones that we utilize through the course. And we also have one sitting on top of a constructed unit, which is called a Jump Start. And this Jump Start is mounted with a motorcycle, and the motorcycle's stationary. And you can get on that stationary motorcycle, and you can start it, and you can get it rolling with some instruction, of course, by myself or Ed or another instructor. And we can get you moving, but you're physically not moving, but you can get the feel of what it's like to change those gears.
Now, see, that sounds like it's up my alley. Like,
yeah.
I'm stationary, but I can kind of feel it. Ed Walker, you're an instructor there. So I take it you ride a motorcycle, right?
Yes, sir.
So give me the prototypical cyclist, because when I think of a person who rides a motorcycle, and why they might ride a motorcycle. What comes to mind is a coolness factor. Is that part of it also, of riding, coolness, freedom? You know, how, what's the prototypical person who rides a motorcycle, if there is one?
Bramante, that's a loaded question for that. We can be here all night with that one.
Okay, well, I give you like a, I give you a minute. You've got to summarize it. That's the beauty of radio, right? So, you've got summarization.
There is no prototypical person. You're going to have everything from a young teenager to a 70-year-old woman or man that's saying, hey, this is a bucket list item that I'm ready to check off. And you're going to see them get out there so that they can say, I want to be free. I want to feel the road.
I want to feel the wind.
In my hair.
In my hair.
Exactly.
So the freedom part of it then, I think, is a big angle of it, right?
It is.
You see this. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Bob, it's the freedom of what?
The freedom of being free.
A freedom of being
freedom
free.
For all, okay. And all for free.
And you've got to take another step. A free of what? The confines of being boxed in a car, being able to go past a car. You know, when we're on the highway, you see some motorcycles that can come between the two lanes. You know, they can.
Well, there's ways of riding that are offensive and defensive.
Okay.
Some people are taught a little differently in how to maneuver through traffic. And then those that respect the road and want it to travel safely.
Yeah. So inherently, though, there's something in there with folks who want to ride a motorcycle, when you say that freedom, who just enjoy the outdoors, sort of enjoy not having the limits that a car puts on someone. Would
yes,
that be correct?
Because you're using all your senses when you're on two wheels. It's, I'd say, 10% hands and feet and 90% eyes.
Mm.
And you get to see and think about everything around you. And all you're thinking about is riding that motorcycle. You're not thinking about what your phone is texting you. You're not thinking about what you have to do when you get home from work. You're not thinking about having to go to work. Right. You are out there becoming one with the road and maneuvering this motorized machine down the highway.
And we're going to talk about safety, too, because it's interesting. I would think you have to be careful. And what you were saying is that you don't begin to daydream because you're sort of in that sort of free mind and sort of
you're in the zone.
You're in the zone, but you still have to be aware of what's on the road. Ed, I'm going to come back to you. I want to go to the phone lines because we've got some calls coming in. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's go to Darren calling from D.C. Go right ahead, Darren. Darren, you either have to turn your radio down. Oh, think we may have lost Darren. Okay, let's go to Chico. Darren, make sure you call us back from Silver Spring. Go right ahead, Chico.
Question, visually impaired. I'm blind. I've been blind since birth, and I want to know, is a motorcycle for me or... It's basically for someone who has a disability or what's the thing of, I don't know if I'm going to make it tomorrow, but I want to ride a motorcycle, but I don't know if a motorcycle is for me because I am blind. And can a blind person ride a Harley?
That's probably a question for Ed. You're an instructor, but it sounds like, you know, if you can't really legally drive a car, maybe he can come yes. into what you were talking about, Bob, and get the experience of what a motorcycle is like.
So as Bob stated earlier, we have the jump start that Chico could come in and we could put him on and he would get the experience of shifting gears, filling the engine, the throttle and everything. But as far as riding the motorcycle by himself, that would come to a state law that he would have to look into.
And Bob, what should a person do once you're deciding, I want to purchase a motorcycle, I want to ride a motorcycle, where do you start? What's the first thing you should be doing? If I come to you and I walk into the shop and I say, Bob, I've never ridden a motorcycle, but I want to ride, what do you tell them to do?
Bramante, there's two ways you can do that. One is you can purchase a motorcycle without having an endorsement on your license to ride a two-wheel motorcycle. Or you can go through the program, become certified to have that endorsement placed on your driver's license for the state that you live in, because every state's got a little bit of a different rule to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can purchase a bike, during mm-hmm. the meantime or afterwards. So mm-hmm. The first thing you really need to focus on is physically, can you ride a motorcycle? These motorcycles are not light. I mean, they're anywhere from 400 to 900 pounds, depending on the model. And you want to be able to make sure that you can handle that. You know, you have to check yourself to see, can you balance a vehicle?
Mm-hmm.
Can, you know, are you a good bicyclist at one point?
So
in time?
Does size matter?
Size,
Ed, lack of a better term, on a motorcycle, you have to be a certain size to be able to handle a motorcycle?
So the one thing that Harley does very well is they describe the fitment of a motorcycle, the things that they can change for different statures, whether you're short, whether you're tall, whether you're skinny, whether you're other sizes. This is something that Harley does very well. They fit the do their best to fit the motorcycle to you. So there's not a motorcycle that you couldn't ride with enough experience. As long as you can put your feet on the ground and you can physically turn the handlebars, you should be able to ride anything that you can set your mind to.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's go back to the phone lines. Nikita calling from Maryland. Go right ahead, Nikita.
I'm a rider. I ride a Porsche 1200, but I wanted to upgrade. So when I went to the dealership, they were like, okay, upgrade to the switchback. But I was interested in like a road glide or a street glide. However, it is very heavy, and it's not like I can lift it. So do you have any pointers? Like, what can I do? I know change the suspension, but what else could I do?
So you can also look at lowering your seat. So you can do a custom seat that you can get. Typically, most of the parts guys there can tell you, hey, here's a guy that we got that can lower the seat down. For example, I ride an Ultra Classic, and it was tall. It was very tall. So they put in a more aggressive suspension on it that lowered it about an inch, and then they put a little bit lower seat that gave me a good 2.5 inches where my midget legs could get to the ground. And then they rock back the handlebar. So when you get like a 4-inch rise, then you can rock them back to where you can get to them and you can turn it. Now, as far as getting the bike up, so this is something that I learned by one of the old dogs that came into Old Glory. They said, hey, instead of fighting the bike to get it up, how about you turn the handlebars while it's over on its kickstand all the way to the opposite side and use the weight of the motorcycle to bring it over? So try that the next time you're in there.
All right, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Bob, I want you to get to this before we bump to the other side. So give me about 40 seconds. What should folks try to avoid if there's one thing you would say, listen, if you're interested in riding a bike, or even if you ride a bike, this is the thing that you should not be doing. Is there something sort of that jumps out that kind of always comes up?
Actually, that would be more of a question for Ed.
Is there one thing, Ed, that sort of kind of jumps up that you kind of have to deal with all the time?
Not trying to keep up with those that have been riding or somebody that is more experienced than yourself. Ride your own ride. That's what we're going to tell you.
Great advice. Ride your own ride. And if you're interested in riding and getting a free ride, again, you should head out to Old Glory Harley-Davidson in Laurel tomorrow. WHUR's Angela Stribling will be there. You have a chance to win a Harley. There are 15 keys left of our 96 keys. If you get the hot key, you get a Harley, you get gear, a helmet, leather jacket, and gloves, and plus you got Ed Walker to give you a 3-day Riders Academy course. We like that. So if you're on the phone line, stay right there. We are going to continue. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. We're talking about motorcycles, interested in riding, safety, who rides, pop culture, and the influence of motorcycles. So, George, Cindy, Eric and Tony, stay right there. I'm Bramante Bryant. In for Harold Fisher, the original Quiet Storm with Jeff Brown is next on 96.3 WHUR.